Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
You're not going to stop me from living my life. Like, fuck you. Like, throw the crown in the trash and be with me if you love me. If you don't, then it's your problem.
Welcome to a bonus episode of That's a Gay Ass Podcast, the podcast that asks, whose fault is it that you're queer? It is me, Eric Williams, and yes, it is a special edition of That's a Gay Ass Podcast because I got a chance to interview the one and only Omar Rudberg, star of Young Royals on Netflix. Now, if you do not follow Omar already, his handle is Official Omar on Instagram. You can join his 2 million followers there. He became an international star with this show, Young Royals on Netflix, which today premieres their third and final season. And just a quick backstory to Omar, one of the reasons why I wanted to interview him is because his journey is cuckoo. Truly cuckoo could chew. He was born in Venezuela, at 6 years old, moved to Sweden. Then in 2011, I believe, he joined a Swedish boy band. And then as the years went by, they became famous in Sweden. He then joined Young Royals on Netflix, becoming this huge, huge star, and has launched a solo music career as well. And he gives some cool sneak peeks in this interview about that. And also, he doesn't talk too publicly about his queerness and sexuality. And so when he agreed to do That's a Gay Ass Fucking Podcast, I literally said, I will interview you wherever for however long and get the episode up as soon as I can. So I literally just had this interview. And to celebrate the premiere of Young Royals, this is a bonus episode up on a special Monday. So if you enjoyed this conversation with Omar, make sure to subscribe. Every Wednesday, we have amazing guests come on That's a Gay Ass Podcast to answer that question. Who do you blame, babe? If you want bonus episodes, go to the Slatreon. The Patreon is patreon.com/gayasspodcast for $5 a month. And hey, if you enjoy, leave a 5-star review. It is such a help. And we're taking over this gay ass glorb. Enjoy. Omar Rudberg is on a bonus episode of That's a Gay Ass Podcast. Omar, mazel tov on everything that's going on with this final season of Young Royals, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Are you kidding? It is such a dream, and I know there are so many people listening right now that are just gagged, boops the house down, as the queens say. So before we get into the actual final season of Young Royals, for anybody listening who doesn't know the dates of it all, season 3 premieres March 11th. The final episode will come out March 18th. And you, of course, play the stunning Simon, who has a love story with Willem. When you are interviewed by American people, do they pronounce it Simon and Wilhelm?
It depends. Some people don't.
Okay, we love. So I guess I was just fishing for you to say, wow, you're so international.
I actually sometimes have said like Simon and Wilhelm, but fans kind of like hate when I say that. So now I'm starting to say Simon and Ville, even if I'm speaking English. So yeah.
I love that. Listen, we're getting the full experience on the Simon and the Villa. How do we feel about this season being the final one? I know that you're obviously fully a 25-year-old adult, but does it feel like you're almost like graduating school in a way?
Yes, definitely. I would say that. I mean, we've been, you know, together working and having fun and, you know, all of that for almost like 4 years now. Well, kind of 3 years, but almost four. We're on the way to 4 years. And, you know, that's probably what it feels like, you know?
Yeah. It's almost like this is senior year. And like,
yeah.
Do you feel like with this graduation of it all, I know you just had your first solo concert a couple weeks ago, which looks unreal. What are the dreams for like post-graduation, post-Young Royals?
Oh, well, I'm actually signing my record deal with a huge American label right now. So I'm gonna do that, and then we're gonna start releasing really good music now this year. So that's that, and I'm very excited about it. And yeah, I just want to tour, and I want to perform, and I want to, dance my butt off on stage.
God, I love that. And by the way, I know that we're literally having met 2 seconds ago, but knowing that there's this excitement with the record label of it all, with the upcoming music of it all, I am a musical theater girly. I love an actor who can absolutely belt their tits off, and you have your music I've heard thus far is so great, and I cannot wait to see what happens with that. So with us getting into this being the final season, I know that you've been working with these people for so many years, and Edvin being your co-star, what is it like spending so much time on this series, knowing that this is the last season, and how do you think you and Edvin are going to be staying in touch?
It has been emotional knowing that this is the last season, but also I kind of agree with the other ones. My colleagues and friends from the show, like, we all kind of agree that it is the right time for Young Royals to end because we don't want to keep doing seasons until Young Royals isn't Young Royals anymore. Like, we've said what we wanted to say, and the series is amazing, and I feel like that's what we want. And I feel like this ending of this whole journey, like, it's perfect right now. Like, it's time to end it and to give it a proper ending. And I mean, we're happy. It's been like a dream come true to do all of this, and I'm just so grateful and thankful for everything. Me and Edwin, we're definitely gonna still be friends. We're not gonna start hating each other. We're not tired of each other. More like, I feel like now, like after shooting, it was like a half year ago we stopped shooting. I kind of miss him so much because like we've all been so like doing our own thing, and he's been shooting a lot of stuff, never like having a day off, and I've been, doing music and, doing a lot of things. So like I miss him so much, and I feel like now we're gonna start, when we have time and when we're both in the same country, we are gonna hang out and we're gonna, catch up and all of that. But and we're also working on something that's gonna come out very, very soon this year.
Oh, we love a tease, Omar. We love a tease.
People thought that we're not going to work together anymore, and that's kind of not true. So stay tuned for
We love a stay
that.
tuned of it all. So, that being said, because you're on That's a Gay Ass podcast, we have to ask the famous question in this bonus episode. And the question is, whose fault is it that you're queer? Who do we blame, babe?
Oh my God, that's a hard question. Whose fault is it that I'm queer? What? Well, I don't know. I saw Madonna like 2 days ago. Maybe I can blame her.
Yes. By the way, my husband is seeing Madonna tonight, the day
Oh
that we
my
are
God.
recording this. So
He's gonna
this feels very full circle. I mean, Madonna has done that to many people. You are not alone.
Turn so queer when he gets back to you after Madonna.
Yeah, wait, what does that mean for someone who's already a man married to a man who's made
I
more queer? Does he come back in drag? Does
don't
he?
know. We'll see. You have to send me a picture when he gets home. I want
Oh. Baby, I will send you a
to.
selfie with my full drag husband. And I'm like, where did you get that wig? Well, I love that your journey of, being born in Venezuela, moving to Sweden, and then having this story of, is it true that Young Royals is the first big television series that you've acted on?
I mean, Young Royals was the first acting job I've ever did.
Wow, that's great. I mean, and what a explosive show to be on that. I love so much that the show really gives us these realistic young personalities who are just trying to, of course, deal with larger than life issues with you being in this boarding school and, of course, dating someone who's a literal royal. But did you growing up in your school experience, was it similar in that there was an openness to dating regardless of gender, or is this show more of like the version of what it could have been life in a different universe?
Well, for me, when I was going to school, like me and Simon definitely have like stuff that we can relate to. Like I can definitely relate to stuff with Simon and what he's going through. But the thing is, like in Young Royals and at Hiluska, like the problem is never that Simon is being gay. The
Right.
problem is never that, you know, he is in love with the prince, or that that Ville is gay or queer or whatever he is. It wasn't like that when I went to school. Like I was the only guy that was like singing, dancing. I was the only foreign guy like from Venezuela. The other ones were blonde and, you know, had blue eyes and light skin. And every summer I got so tanned that they called me that I looked like, yeah, you can imagine what they said. Yeah, and that was not like, it was a lot of comments about me. You know, they called me a lot of stuff just because I was dancing. Like people called me, you know, like gay or shit like that and made fun of me. And that is not really what we see in Young Royals, and that's the message we want to say as well. You know, like the problem is never you being gay or loving someone. The problem is that some other stuff that makes it hard for you to live and fucking be yourself and being in love with someone because the other people doesn't want you to fucking exist. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of,
100%.
yeah.
Well, I think it's also what I love about the show is that, like you're saying, it's about the issues of just coming to terms with who you are, and you're already dealing with very difficult experiences as a person in school age. So to add on top of that the queerness outside of the show, I think it really affirms for me that even though we have just met, any person who has dealt with being different or othered, it's such a heavy burden when you're at a young age just trying to figure out how to be a human being in the world. And I think that that's really beautifully said about this show. For this upcoming season, do you feel like the crossover with what happens with the royal family in Britain, does that have any sort of significance to you? Like, let me ask you a pointed question. Let's say you, Omar, as the years go by, fall in love with someone who is
With a
directly
prince?
related to the you fall in love with the prince of the royal family of Britain. Knowing what you know about Simone's journey, would you go for it?
I would go for it if I have my own terms, like on my own terms, definitely, yeah. But
Hell yeah.
you're not gonna stop me from living my life, like fuck you. Like then, you know, throw the crown in the trash and be with me if you love me. If you don't, then it's your problem.
And if I may say, that applies to anyone we date, whether they are a royal or not.
Yeah, definitely. Like that's what I'm saying. Like it doesn't have to be a prince at like in being a royal. Like it's literally a random person that you date. Like if you cannot be yourself around that person, and if you're not allowed to do stuff that you want to do around that person, then yeah.
Why are we here? Why are we here? I'm giving snaps to that.
Yeah.
And it's so cool to see someone who is working on such a big show, doing so many things with music, and also have their head on their shoulders about what your value is and what we respect as queer people. And you know, before we sign off, I just want to say congratulations on the show. And I know that outside of the show, you've posted online that you're going to be at the Oscars coming up, which is huge. Is there anybody that you are most excited to even be in the same room as?
Oh my God, Ariana Grande, Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny, Bunny. Ariana Grande, Bad Bunny. Is Zendaya coming? Oh my gosh, and Billie Eilish.
Oh, she'll be
I'm
there.
gonna die. Like I'm gonna die. Like don't even get me started on. Like I don't even talk or think about the Oscars right now because I'm gonna freak the fuck out. Like I just wanna, ex like I just wanna. I don't want it to exist until I walk in there. Like you know what I mean? Because I'm gonna.
100%.
I don't even want to know who's coming because I'm gonna freak out. Like, what if
I get it? Listen,
what if we
all you can do is be present, and even though there's going to be a gay guy like me asking you questions before, don't let me get in your head. Oh my, it's so exciting. And I, from watching your music journey right now and you being in the room with, I know it's the Oscars, but also amazing music people in that room, I think it's just a sign of what's to come. And now, since we have to end this episode, I'm going to ask your final question, which is, Omar, if you could say one thing to Madonna, what would you say?
Adopt me.
Bam. Thank you. So, what a perfect answer, a perfect response. And again, congratulations. I cannot wait for everybody to watch Young Royals premiering March 11th.
Thank you.
Final ep on March 18th. And truly, Omar, such a joy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.